One thing we learned about Northwest Indiana Oilman manager T.J. Merrick is that he doesn't like to lose. On our sportscast yesterday, he actually said he hates losing more than he likes winning, which means right about now, Merrick is in a pretty good mood today because his Oilman bounced back from a Wednesday loss to Crestwood to beat the Chicago American Giants 12-2 at Oil City Stadium in Whiting last night. Casey Komet had three RBI for the Oilman while Jacob Ferry drove in a couple. And after the game, we talked to Ferry about the Oilman and the art of putting big-time numbers on the scoreboard.
Well, I think for the most part, we just put the bat on the ball and started finding some holes. I mean, got off to a slow start a little bit early, but once the bats get hot, I mean, it's hard for them to slow down. Like they say, hitting's contagious, and once one guy starts hitting, everyone else kind of follows, and once we get things going, it's pretty hard for us to stop hitting.
The Oilmen are back home tonight with a date with the MCI Minutemen. The Railcats almost did it again last night. The night before, they came back from five runs down to defeat Claiborne. Last night, they trailed 3-0 early, but came back to tie the game at 3 after 5 innings. But Claiborne scored a run in the sixth and made it stand up as they beat the Railcats 4-3 last night. Tom Walraven homered and drove in 2 for the Cats, who head to Sioux City for a 3-game weekend series beginning tonight. Boy, was it a busy Thursday for the Cubs and White Sox. On the field, it wasn't very good. The Cubs lost to Cincinnati 7-4, while the White Sox were shut out by Kansas City 5-0. Off the field, the Cubs traded first baseman Anthony Rizzo to the New York Yankees. And even ex-Cubs were traded yesterday. The Red Sox picked up outfielder Kyle Schwarber from Washington. The White Sox acquired infielder Cesar Hernandez from the Cleveland Indians. And today is the final day before the trade deadline comes to an end. And the NBA draft saw the Bulls pick University of Illinois guard Ayo Dosunmu with their second-round pick. This guy's supposed to be pretty darn good. We shall see. And for Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Tommy Williams.